local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Starting out at 61 now at FM Talk 106.5. Our studios here at Airport and 65, heading for a high in the 80s today, although Dolphin Island, Gulf Shores, y'all may just see the 70s. More from Dr. Bill's forecast coming up in just a second. Right now, Kane with the traffic.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, still on the scene. Two-vehicle accident right off the Concord Causeway at 6th Street. It's going to be right by Blakely Boatworks. You've got heavier traffic, westbound lanes along the Bayway, but it's all flowing smooth through the George Wallace Tunnel all the way to the 1065 split with no other wrecks in the roadways. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and Foley. It's 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. Offer all things hemp. Suffering from extra anxiety or depression, they can help. Find them on Facebook and Instagram. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
As we all watch these unprecedented events of the coronavirus unfold, we at Southern Cancer Center want to assure you that we are working hard to protect our community and our patients. Cancer patients often have weakened immune systems and are more vulnerable to infection. They're already fighting cancer. Please don't make them fight this virus too. Do your part to stop the spread. Stay distant. Wash your hands. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Together, we will get through this. Find more information at southerncancercenter.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today, for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and high temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Effective tomorrow afternoon at 5 p.m., I am mandating a stay-at-home order for the entire state.
That was a little bit of the governor's speech on Friday, putting a stay-at-home order on the state of Alabama. Following close after that, city of Mobile and a curfew imposed.
It establishes that safety curfew that those between those hours, unless there's an exception, everyone is asked to stay at home. All residents, I'm repeating this, in the city of Mobile and the police jurisdiction will adhere to this order.
Except, and we'll list out the exceptions here as we roll on with hour number two of Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along. And the statistics out this morning.
Yeah, latest numbers from the Alabama Department of Public Health as of just a few minutes ago. 1,841 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state of Alabama. They're reporting that 31 have died from COVID-19, 45 reported deaths. That means that 14 are currently under investigation to see if COVID-19 was the cause of death. They say that they've had 13,108 total tests. Those are a little harder to nail down because at least initially a lot of the labs were not reporting the tests that came back negative. I think that's changed since then. They've also added up a new stat on their site that includes hospitalizations. Right now they say there have been 231 hospitalizations in the state. When you look at our local numbers, 127 cases of COVID-19 in Mobile County with 5 deaths attributed to COVID-19, 34 cases in Baldwin County with 1 death, 5 cases in Washington County with 1 death, 9 cases now in Clark County, 5 in Monroe County, 3 in Escambia, 5 in Choctaw, 2 in Conecuh County, and 12 in Wilcox County. And now every single county in the state has at least one confirmed case of the virus, with Geneva County yesterday getting its first case of COVID-19.
Now, this is part of the testing. I mean, this is what's going to happen. We do have an increase in cases happening, as we'll talk about in a second, but the amount of testing now being brought on board, we're seeing people that were already positive for COVID-19. We're just identifying it.
Right. It took a while for the tests to get to the more rural areas, and I'm not sure that they even still have a bunch of tests in those areas. They're testing as needed, like we saw very early on in a lot of the even more metro places. I know in Mobile County, you know, it took a long time for us to get tests, and we have tests now, but maybe not enough to test everyone, but at least the people that feel like they have the symptoms and need to see if they've got it or not, that we do have those tests available.
Now, we know this month is key, according to the president and his team, in the fight against coronavirus. This week is supposedly the week of all weeks, as we're told by Surgeon General Jerome Adams said this.
The next week is going to be our Pearl Harbor moment. It's going to be our 9/11 moment. It's going to be the hardest moment for many Americans in their entire lives. And we really need to understand that if we want to flatten that curve and get through to the other side, everyone needs to do their part.
And what Fauci was saying yesterday in the meeting as well is that this is going to be a bad week as we reach the plateau and start to crest and come over. You look at states like Washington State has, it looks like as of now, has come through the peak and now the other side, even though New York is a different story. And Louisiana, I told you all a couple weeks ago to watch this story out of Louisiana, and the cases there grow and grow and grow. It's explosive, the growth in Louisiana.
Yeah, per capita, Louisiana has, it seems, far and away the most cases of any state. Mm-hmm. And when you look nationally, we're now over 335,000 total cases in the United States and nearing 10,000 deaths. Right now, that number sits at 9,620. But New York, as a state, far and away has the most number of cases, 123,018. But when you look down the list, you've got New York, New Jersey, Michigan, California, four big states, followed by Louisiana with the most total cases. So per capita, Louisiana's been hit hard. And we've had stories of these nursing homes in New Orleans and, you know, well-known people from New Orleans that have passed away due to COVID-19.
Yeah, we'll talk about that, I know, in sports coming up in just a little bit, and that may be part of what's going on at the Florida Line as they are asking folks, and I know we talked to our Mark Holliday on Friday. He called me and said, hey, I just got stopped going back into Florida, and they just basically asked him if he'd been to Louisiana, New York, or Connecticut. And when you say no, he could move along, as Florida's tried to, I guess, limit the cases coming in from Louisiana. Also, what's happening at the jail? Story from our news partners, WKRG, say Mobile Metro Jail protocol for inmate release with the coronavirus outbreak. Mobile Metro Jail over the last few weeks has been working on releasing certain inmates with coronavirus in mind, and they have laid out a protocol. The protocol for inmates exiting the jail are, number one, if they're released, if they are released and they're symptomatic, they are told to isolate after release. They inform the inmate of that, not the family, the same way they do not inform the family when they've been arrested or placed in jail. Number two, if they were already symptomatic, they would be in isolation waiting on testing. Therefore, they would have not been able to attend hearings. Also, they said that anybody, I think, over the age of 60 is 60 who has a nonviolent charge against them kind of goes to the front of the line. Mobile Metro, working on inmates who are 65 and older, nonviolent offenders, and those who'd be more susceptible to contract the virus, but it's being done on a case-by-case basis down at the jail. So that's one of the things they're working on here at home. We have those limits, curfews going on in the state. We'll talk about those throughout the hour. Also, coming up in sports.
In sports, we still got sports, actually.
A sport
that's going on, and it's a virtual sport with NASCAR drivers racing from their living rooms. They had their third weekend in a row with iRacing, this time at a virtual Bristol Motor Speedway. I'll tell you about that coming up. And also, the president on Saturday spoke with the executives of most of the major sports leagues. Interestingly enough, this call did not include NCAA President Mark Emmert, but the president laying out when he hopes to have sports back in action in the United States.
All right, and also coming up, Dalton will trigger me, as he is the second person who has told me in the last 12 hours about this tiger with coronavirus. We'll get to that in a second. But I want to point out that the $1,200 stimulus check, up to $3,200, I think, for families out there, may not be coming till mid-September if they don't have your bank account number already with the feds. Story from Fortune.com picked this up over the weekend. Some people counting on a $1,200 stimulus check from the government may not see their money until mid-September, according to a House Ways and Means Committee analysis. The IRS will begin making about $60 million direct deposit payments in mid-April to the people who have bank account information on file with the agency, according to analysis sent to lawmakers on Wednesday. Those payments will take about 3 weeks to process. Then the IRS will begin putting paper checks in the mail in early May. The IRS will send approximately 100 million checks at a rate of $5 million per week, which could take 20 weeks.
Oh, man.
This according to committee's document, meaning the final round of payments may not go out until September. The checks will be issued in reverse adjusted gross income order. In other words, people with lowest income, they're going to send the checks to first, but they got to work their way through the 100 million that don't have the bank account on file.
Obviously, that's a huge task to get money out to everyone that they've promised money, but I mean, we're talking about, for a lot of people living paycheck to paycheck who are still asked to pay rent or mortgage, that's a long time to wait.
It is. At least they're doing it in reverse order by income, but it is something that may take until September. Remember, I asked this question of Congressman Byrne and others that were on the show, how are y'all going to physically do this, get all this money out? And they said they were going to use the IRS, and the IRS is saying, okay, for these accounts that we don't have a bank account number for, we're going to have to physically cut checks for them, and it's $5 million a week. So you're looking at 20 weeks of this, and means possibly September before people get their checks. Also, over the weekend, and this, of course, beginning Holy Week for Christians, Palm Sunday services across the country were watched online as coronavirus restrictions prevented many churches from gathering in person. Clayton Neville from Westwind One says not everyone in Texas stayed home after the governor chose not to ban in-person services.
Michael, church services were streamed on laptops and TVs across the country on Palm Sunday.
Today, we gather together to herald the beginning of the celebration of our Lord's Paschal mystery.
In Texas, where by law congregants can go to church, many worship leaders kept doors closed, like Pastor Remus Wright at Fountain of Praise Church in Houston.
Even though it might be permissible, we do not feel it's expedient or practical for us.
Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner checked in on a number of places of worship, hoping crowds were limited.
We want to be very intentional over the next 2 to 3 weeks. April is our month. This is our month to do everything we can. So I wanted to kind of go around and just see whether or not our churches, the buildings, people were attending, or what were they doing it on, streaming online.
But Texas churches are considered essential in the state's version of a stay-at-home order. The state attorney general says barring in-person services would violate religious freedom. The First Baptist Church of Briar, west of Fort Worth, held a service over a loudspeaker for congregants in their cars, like a drive-in.
A lot more people die from cancer than they do COVID-19, but we need to grapple, church, this morning with this reality. People die. They get sick.
The worship leader preached about the power of God's word in a time where government-mandated restrictions are widespread.
It trumps the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, the mayor, the governor, and all the people in the whole world that God's word is supreme over all the powers that be.
Many Texas churches opted to keep their doors closed, and nationwide, most Americans celebrating from home or elsewhere went without traditional palms, as health officials advised it wasn't a good idea. I'm Clayton Neville.
So our front yard got raided. Our palms on our door and two other families got palms from our front yard. We said cut them, man. Do that. Put them on your door. It's a good thing. All right. 718 coming right back. We'll check news next.
Hey, talking with Ruth Lichtenfeld, personal injury attorney and nurse, with Taylor Martino. And I'm a talker. You're a talker. We do lots of talking, but that's important in your business.
Oh, communication is the key. You have to really listen to people to find out what's going on with them. Are they hurt from the car wreck? Are they having lingering issues from their car wreck? I mean, communication to me is the key to being a great lawyer.
And you probably bring things out that we hadn't even thought of.
Sometimes I really do, I think. And a lot of times clients will say to me, oh, I'm sorry to take so long. I know you're busy and all that. I always have time to talk to you. And I really mean that. And I've also told my clients, call me when you have a question. Don't hesitate to call me. I really want to hear from you if you want to talk to me or you have a question.
You've been injured? Make sure you get a chance to talk to Ruth Lichtenfeld with Taylor Martino, 433-3131, or online at taylormartino.com.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting more than 1,800 cases of coronavirus in the state, including 127 cases in Mobile County, 34 cases in Baldwin County, and 5 cases in Washington County. 45 people have died from the virus. Mississippi is reporting more than 1,600 cases and 43 deaths. Free testing begins tomorrow at the Public Health Department in Robertsdale. You must be screened first. 1st. Mobile police are investigating reports of a shooting at an apartment complex on Ziegler Boulevard. According to the Mobile County crime map, it happened at the Park Lane Apartments just after 8 Sunday night. Officers have not said if anyone was hurt or if there are any suspects. U.S. Marshals Gulf Coast Regional Fugitive Task Force has arrested a man wanted for rape and other sex-related charges. Huntsville police say 20-year-old Wyatt Sharp raped and sodomized the victim before using a leather belt to beat the victim. Sharp was out on bond for similar crimes in Morgan and Winston counties. At the time, he was caught Sunday and taken to the Madison County Jail. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this, because just like you, we have what it takes.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 722 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in virtual racing. Yesterday, NASCAR held its third iRacing event on Fox Sports 1, this time at a virtual Bristol Motor Speedway, where NASCAR had originally been scheduled to race over the weekend. By the way, the anthem singer for yesterday, Tom Hanks' wife, Rita Wilson.
Who, really? I knew she Hanks, could... I knew she could rap. I didn't know she could sing.
Yeah, she did a good job singing. Right. Of course, she and Hanks, one of the first celebrities to come down with coronavirus when they were over in Australia. And after leading the most laps in each of the first two races, William Byron easily cruised to victory, more than a second ahead of the field. John Hunter Nemechek finished second, followed by Timmy Hill, Denny Hamlin, and Matt DiBenedetto. And with real NASCAR races postponed, the iRacing series has helped give NASCAR exposure. It's also given sports fans at least something to watch on Sundays. More than 1 million people watched last week's race on Fox. President Donald Trump spoke with the executives of most major sports leagues in the country on Saturday. In that call, the president reportedly said that he was looking forward to the resumption of competitions, quote, as soon as we can. Fox Sports reported from a source that the president said he believes the NFL season, which is scheduled to begin on September 10th, will start on time with fans in seats. The president spoke in a press conference later on Saturday.
They want to get back. They got to get back. They can't do this. The sports weren't designed for it. The whole concept of our nation wasn't designed for it. We're going to have to get back. We want to get back soon, very soon.
Legendary New Orleans Saints kicker Tom Dempsey died on Saturday at the age of 73 after testing positive for COVID-19. Dempsey most notably set an NFL record that stood for four decades when he kicked a 63-yard field goal in a Saints win over Detroit 19-17. Dempsey's daughter Ashley told the New Orleans Times-Picayune that her father had been battling Alzheimer's and dementia and contracted the virus during an outbreak at a senior center where he lived in New Orleans. More than 50 residents at that center have reportedly been infected, and at least 15 have died. Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett, and Tim Duncan were selected Saturday for enshrinement in the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. They headline a class that includes WNBA champion and 10-time All-Star Tamika Catchings, former Houston Rockets coach Rudy Tomjanovich, former collegiate coach Eddie Sutton, Baylor women's coach Kim Mulkey, former women's coach Barbara Stevens, and former FIBA executive Patrick Baumann. Bryant, Duncan, and Garnett combined to win 11 NBA championships and four MVP awards across their careers. Bryant, who died in a helicopter accident in January, has been inducted posthumously as well as Bauman. 724 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you drive an electric car, then you've probably heard about a credit you may qualify for from the U.S. government. Owners of cars, including the Chevrolet Bolt and the Nissan Leaf, may be eligible for up to a $7,500 federal tax credit. Remember, you only get the credit for the year you bought the car. And there's a phase-out in place that takes effect after manufacturers sell a certain number of cars. But be sure to note, Tesla and General Motors have hit that threshold. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
For the ones standing guard. For the eagle-eyed. For the knights in shining armor. And for all those who support them. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Plus free access to specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and high temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
From the Hooters Traffic Center, we do have a new accident at Dr. MLK and Craftsmore Drive just off of Cole Street. Looks good so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. Westbound lane still got a little bit of heavier traffic coming into the Eastern Shore, but no other wrecks in the roadways. Northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland looks good. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corners offering delivery through the waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well. Lunch today, 7 wings and french fries, just $9.99. And Daphne, calls 625-3910. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 727 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill's on the way with our forecast. He joins us here in just a little bit. We'll talk more with him. And also, our buddy Larry Kirby from LCM is going to check in. And this tiger story.
Yeah.
So this gets thrown at me last night, right before bedtime, by the missus. She said, "Well, they've got a tiger with coronavirus, Sean." This is where?
This is at the Bronx Zoo in New York, and they said that a tiger has tested positive, and several other tigers there are showing symptoms of COVID-19. A 4-year-old Malayan tiger, Nadia, and 6 other tigers have also fallen ill. They believe that their keeper was asymptomatic and shedding the virus. And, you know, they've been saying that dogs cannot get coronavirus.
Yes.
But now you got a tiger at a zoo who they say have tested positive.
Raising my hand here, Professor Orwig.
Mm-hmm.
How'd they decide to use one of those tests on a tiger? I mean, dig the big cats and everything, but shouldn't we be, like, testing humans?
Yes. And, yes.
And wouldn't it, by the nature of it being, I don't know, a tiger that can eat your head, wouldn't it help keep people 6 feet away from it?
You would think so.
I mean, tigers are all right, and there's the whole Tiger King we could discuss, but let's use the test on humans. Let's try the humans first. All right. Be right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting more than 1,800 cases of coronavirus in the state, including 127 cases in Mobile County, 34 cases in Baldwin County, and 5 cases in Washington County. 45 people have died from the virus. Mississippi is reporting more than 1,600 cases and 43 deaths. Free testing begins tomorrow at the Public Health Department in Robertsdale. You must be screened first. Mobile police are investigating reports of a shooting at an apartment complex on Ziegler Boulevard. According to the Mobile County crime map, it happened at the Park Lane Apartments just after 8 Sunday night. Officers have not said if anyone was hurt or if there are any suspects. U.S. Marshals Gulf Coast Regional Fugitive Task Force has arrested a man wanted for rape and other sex-related charges. Huntsville police say 20-year-old Wyatt Sharp raped and sodomized the victim before using a leather belt to beat the victim. Sharp was out on bond for similar crimes in Morgan and Winston counties at the time he was caught Sunday and taken to the Madison County Jail. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Crime never takes a break. As you well know, with all the threats in our world today, it'd be a great idea to check out the safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes in Mobile and D'Iberville. No matter what you need to protect from theft or fire, they've got the right Liberty Safe at just the right price. And starting today, for a limited time, any safe over $1,500 will be delivered absolutely free, ground floor up to 50 miles. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, call ahead for store hours or go to mwliberty.com to place your order. It's service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Special report, coronavirus update. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the White House Coronavirus Task Force says it will take everyone to combat the virus.
People really understand the responsibility that they have for themselves, for their family, and for the country. So this is about all of us. This isn't just about us. Because if everybody does their part, you are going to not have those kind of rebounds that we're worried about.
The United States and Britain are bracing for one of the darkest weeks in living memory as they become the new epicenters of the coronavirus pandemic. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was hospitalized overnight as deaths spiked there.
Quite often, this is the type of time where people can begin to exhibit more extreme symptoms or the concern grows. His fever hasn't diminished and therefore further checks were required.
Nick Robertson reporting from London. On Wall Street, Dow futures are higher. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Gilead Sciences has ramped up production of its experimental coronavirus drug, which has seen overwhelming demand. The drug maker says it now has 1.5 million individual doses of its drug remdesivir on hand, an amount that could be enough to supply more than 140,000 patients. Gilead, which won't charge for the supply, is making the drug available through clinical trials and special programs that allow doctors and hospitals to apply for access. Wells Fargo is substantially curtailing its program for making large loans, one of the most pronounced signs yet of how the recent market turmoil is cutting off access to some types of mortgages. The country's largest mortgage lender will only refinance jumbo mortgages for customers who hold at least $250,000 in liquid assets with the bank. The change is effective immediately. Crude oil down 46 cents at $27.88 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures pointing to sharp gains at the open. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we've had a good ride from Fairhope to Apne and Spanish Ford across the Bayway into Causeway. Just a few hit and runs. They've got one accident still clearing off for Dr. MLK at Craftsman Drive. No problems as you're traveling through Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Just watch your speed. Officers have got the radar out. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile. Still open for business and ready to serve you. Call 450-1000 or shop online at SpringHillToyota.com. They can deliver and even complete all the paperwork online. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
If your business is running perfectly smooth with no IT issues, congratulations. For the other 99%, there's CSpire Business. We're more than your IT provider. We're your partner. Our team has the insight and experience to navigate your toughest challenges. For cloud, cybersecurity, connectivity, and so much more, the choice is clear. CSpire Business. Insight, experience, your IT partner. Get fiber fast with gigabit internet speeds. Learn more at cspire.com/business.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. The weekend, except for overnight on Saturday night, pretty nice. So that was, I mean, if you can time more of that, if we're going to get the rain, we do it at night. Yay. Yeah, do that.
Yeah, we only had 0.10 inches of rain, a small amount, and it was over with, of course, during the early morning. And things improved with a lot of sunshine in the afternoon. We got another nice day. Should be mostly sunny. Some clouds around this morning, but it will be improving. And we should see a temperature of about 82 this afternoon. Now, tonight, we could see some fog develop after midnight. Yeah, low tonight will be in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day with a chance of some scattered shower activity. And the high tomorrow, again, in the lower 80s. Now, as we look to the rest of the week, Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower, and it looks like we're going to warm up into the upper 80s, maybe even make it to 90 degrees. Thursday, just a slight chance of a shower. We'll be well into the 80s, around 85, and then a cold front comes in Thursday night. And with showers, and showers likely on Friday, but cooler, only 72 for the high Friday afternoon. And that sets us up for a weekend with temperatures in the 70s. Looks like a chance of showers Saturday and just a few widely scattered showers on Sunday. So definitely some cooler temperatures late in the week, but really bringing us back close to normal.
All right. Yeah, let's talk about those rainfall totals. I'm looking at the text line. Aussie Girl says, I love Dr. Bill. My lawn depends on his rain predictions. It's burning up. So how much are we looking at this week? What would be the total amount?
As for, when you look at the shower activity for tomorrow, we're looking at just scattered showers, so most likely we'll see around a quarter of an inch or so. And then on Thursday night, with another round of showers with a cold front coming in, we could pick up a half an inch of rain with that activity. So that's just an estimate, and okay. I don't see here anything in the way of it, large totals for the week. But anywhere from a quarter to a half an inch.
All right, Dr. Bill, and a reminder, too, we're always talking about the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, but for a lot of folks right now, they're not able to go to places, so those places are closed or they're sheltering at home. How do they get it online?
All you need is MobileWeatherAlmanac.com. That's MobileWeatherAlmanac.com. And get on your computer, and you can get right in and look at all the information in the 2020 edition.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate it. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
62 now at FM Talk 106.5. On the way, a list of what we're doing to pass the time during the lockdown, hobbies out there. I think if you didn't think people were into gardening before, holy cow. Y'all, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard on the gardening thing.
Yeah.
It's like tough to get. It's going to be soon trying to get potting soil or Miracle-Gro or tomato plants or cottonseed meal will be about like trying to get toilet paper or hand sanitizer.
Yeah, at yards across the Gulf, across the entire United States, we're seeing a battle for the ages for yard of the month. I mean, the HOAs across the area, they're going to have the judges better be up to it whenever they're able to get out and start voting on these yards again, because just looking around my neighborhood, which does not not have an HOA. I'm thinking we might need to get some kind of award started because everyone's working
feel like
in
you
there.
Could, you feel like you could win it.
I'm close, yeah. Okay. I've been working hard on my yard, but I know everyone else has too as they get tired of staying inside all the time.
All right, more things people are engaging in at the house. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, Jeff Sessions is going to join us a little bit after 8 o'clock, around 8:05. We'll talk to him and take your calls and texts at 343-0106. Our buddy Larry Kirby from LCM on the way.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Adam Chronister, CEO of Pelican Point Advisors, makers of software that drives the profitability of small business. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
The Roberts Brothers Charitable Fund is a nonprofit program that provides financial and emotional support for Gulf Coast families that have endured the loss of a child. The Charitable Fund gives Roberts Brothers the chance to give back to our community. Visit robertsbrotherscharity.com for more information and to donate today.
Adam's inspiration for Pelican Point Advisors began, guess where? Fishing off of Pelican Point. The initial goal was to create a software package for dentists to help them build their practice's profitability. Adam realized that the issues dentists were facing were not unique to dentists, but were small business issues. And he's since modified the software to accommodate all types of small business and has sold it to CPAs as a part of the CPA industry's new consultative approach. And his life since the COVID-19 epidemic? Nearly unchanged since he works from home and his entire workforce is remote. There's something to learn here. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
7:41, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Check back in with Dr. Bill here in just a minute and news headlines. Say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM and let's talk about a new week at LCM, Larry.
Yes, it is a new week. We are open for business. As a matter of fact, we're setting the office up outside underneath our big carport so they'll be out of the weather, the sunshine, the wind, and everything. So if the people are not comfortable coming inside, we can do business outside.
And you can also do business online. I love it. You can look at the inventory at LCM. You can even apply to get your loan process started.
Absolutely. Everything can be done online. Like you said, you can view the inventory. We've got a secure line to fill out a credit app. We get pre-approved. So they have to spend less time here, and they can view the vehicles, and if they want to, call us on their cell phone, and one of the guys will go out and FaceTime the vehicle with them.
That is pretty cool. Get the tour of the vehicle, and a lot of people have a little extra time right now, so they're looking for that vehicle. They have time to pay attention, and you've got the inventory. What are you looking like for inventory right now?
We're right at 120 vehicles. We've got a great mix of all, just about everything. I don't think we're missing any kind of vehicle that somebody wouldn't want, but if we don't have it, we'll go find it for them.
That's another thing I love about LCM. All right, let's talk about how to find y'all in person and remind folks of the social media page and the website.
Come see us, Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Sean.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM, where they are open for business. Like so many of our businesses out there that are deemed essential, even with the governor's announcement, the mayor's announcement, these businesses are open. And reminder, too, if you have a business, small business that's open, you want to make sure people know, you can always drop us a line here to the text line, 343-0106. And yeah, quickly, this list here, it said a new survey found 60% of us are working on new skills and hobbies while we're stuck at home. Here are the top 10 ways we're looking to improve ourselves while on lockdown. Learning to cook or bake. People are doing that. Which one? I guess it would be cooking. The missus is doing we got loquats everywhere in the yard, and she's making loquat jam like it's going out of style.
Really?
Much jam being made. She's already a good cook, but she's doing the jam thing. Working out at home. That's something that a lot of folks are doing. I know I'm doing with the folks at Personal Wedge Fitness. Our buddy Garrett Williamson has the system there. We were using Zoom the other day, but he can do the online thing and do your workout. It's really cool, and he cuts you no slack on the online.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to already have some dumbbells and kettlebells around the house. But from what I understand, once a lot of people started staying home, that a lot of those went out of sale quickly at a lot of these sports stores that you can buy online from. So a lot of people now working out from home.
Also learning a new language. People are doing that.
Not me.
Starting a diet.
Not me.
I'm doing the opposite. There's a lot of people talking about how much weight they've lost. I've gained. Yeah. I don't even dare to know how much, but I've gained since this.
My pantry has lost some weight. That's about it. It's all gone over to me.
My pants have gotten tired. Learning yoga. Number six on the list, learning to grow vegetables. Like I said, welcome to the club, y'all. Mm-hmm. Welcome. It is now the hot thing. Everybody's now into gardening, which, by the way, of course, we have the show about gardening every Sunday morning with Bill Finch. Also, learning to garden in the yard in general. Researching your family tree. People have time to do that. Mastering an instrument. I'd like to start with really my kazoo work. I'm going to do a lot of kazooing around the house.
I feel for the families that have a kid learning drums in the house right now.
Yeah, thank goodness. It's guitars mostly in our house. And taking college courses online. Some of the things that Americans are doing as they're locked down out there. All right, coming right back, we'll check in with News 5 and sports with Dalton. Hey, Angelo, how's the current environment affecting y'all's business?
Hey, Sean, we are still open normal business hours. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Saturdays, 9 to 2. We have a lot of gold and silver bullion in stock, including 1-ounce silver rounds, 10-ounce silver bars, and lots of different gold coins as well. Even some more silver dollars, Morgan and Peace.
Are y'all still doing free appraisals and buying stuff from folks?
We sure are doing free appraisals. Free market appraisals on gold and silver coins, as well as scrap gold and silver items.
But will you buy their items?
And of course we buy them. If someone has coins, scrap gold or sterling silver, or an entire collection, we will appraise it and make a fair offer. Nothing like having some hard cash to help offset some of those bills coming in. No appointments necessary. Just be courteous of other customers in the shop if we're busy.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Call us at 251-725-1590. That's 251-725-1590. Like us on Facebook or visit MobileBayCoins.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting more than 1,800 cases of coronavirus in the state, including 127 cases in Mobile County, 34 cases in Baldwin County, and 5 cases in Washington County. 45 people have died from the virus. Mississippi is reporting more than 1,600 cases and 43 deaths. Free testing begins tomorrow at the Public Health Department in Robertsdale. You must be screened first. Mobile police are investigating reports of a shooting at an apartment complex on Ziegler Boulevard. According to the Mobile County crime map, it happened at the Park Lane Apartments just after 8 Sunday night. Officers have not said if anyone was hurt or if there are any suspects. U.S. Marshals Gulf Coast Regional Fugitive Task Force has arrested a man wanted for rape and other sex-related charges. Huntsville police say 20-year-old Wyatt Sharp raped and sodomized the victim before using a leather belt to beat the victim. Sharp was out on bond for similar crimes in Morgan and Winston counties. At the time, he was caught Sunday and taken to the Madison County Jail. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
All right, 747 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. And we start in virtual racing. Yesterday, NASCAR held its third iRacing event on Fox Sports 1, this time at a virtual Bristol Motor Speedway, where NASCAR had originally been scheduled to race over the weekend. And after leading the most laps in each of the first two races, William Byron easily cruised to victory, more than a second ahead of the field.
Byron out front by a second. This is the battle for second place.
Almost three wide as they come to the checkered.
But Nemechek hangs on for second. William Byron is the winner.
Yeah, it was John Hunter Nemechek who finished in second place, followed by Timmy Hill, Denny Hamlin, and Matt DiBenedetto. With real NASCAR races postponed, the iRacing series has helped give NASCAR exposure. Has also given sports fans something to watch on Sundays. More than 1 million people watched last week's race on Fox. President Donald Trump spoke with the executives of most major sports leagues in the country on Saturday. In that call, the president reportedly said that he was looking forward to the resumption of competitions, quote, as soon as we can. Fox Sports reported from a source that the president said he believes the NFL season, which is scheduled to begin on September the 10th, will start on time with fans in seats. President spoke at a press conference later in the day.
They want to get back. They got to get back. They can't do this.
The sports weren't designed for it. The whole concept of our nation wasn't designed for it. We're going to have to get back. We want to get back soon, very soon.
Another source said that some commissioners, including the NBA's Adam Silver, stressed that they're working on multiple plans to resume the season, but they did caution that nothing can move forward without clearance from public health officials. Legendary New Orleans Saints kicker Tom Dempsey died on Saturday at the age of 73 after testing positive for COVID-19. Dempsey most notably set an NFL record that stood for four decades when he kicked a 63-yard field goal in a Saints 19-17 win over Detroit.
Scarpetti will hold. Here's a snap. The ball is down. Dempsey kicks. It's on the way.
That's the legendary call of his famous kick. Dempsey's daughter Ashley told the New Orleans Times-Picayune that her father had been battling Alzheimer's and dementia and contracted the virus during an outbreak at a senior center where he lived in New Orleans. More than 50 residents at that center have reportedly been infected, and at least 15 have died. Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett, and Tim Duncan were selected Saturday for enshrinement in the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. They headline a class that includes WNBA champion and 10-time All-Star Tamika Catchings, former Houston Rockets coach Rudy Tomjanovich, former collegiate coach Eddie Sutton, Baylor women's coach Kim Mulkey, former women's basketball coach Barbara Stevens, and former FIBA executive Patrick Baumann. Bryant, Duncan, and Garnett combined to win 11 NBA championships and four MVP awards across their careers. Bryant, who died in a helicopter accident in January, has been inducted posthumously, as well as Baumann. Bryant's wife, Vanessa, called the honor the peak of her husband's career.
Obviously, we wish that he was here with us to celebrate, but it's definitely the peak of his NBA career, and and every accomplishment that he had as an athlete was a stepping stone to be here.
The enshrinement ceremony typically takes place in August, though with the outbreak of coronavirus, could potentially force the Hall of Fame to postpone the ceremony. 751 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and high temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Jolene, I need to get $50 out of petty cash.
What for?
I've got to pay Mardi Gras guy for his work on the Jack Green commercial.
He doesn't work for us, and he's certainly not a spokesperson for Jack Green.
Well, whatever. Since we put him on the air, he's hired an agent, and he's demanding a salary.
No. Look, we've got new information we have to get out right away. Commercial property rates are going sky high, and a lot of people are losing their commercial coverage altogether. This week alone, Jack Green has saved people thousands of dollars. Thousands! He can find you a much better commercial rate and save you money. Whether you own a small restaurant
or a bar,
an apartment complex, a shopping center,
or a bar,
or a church,
or a bar,
Jack Green will save you money. Jack also writes physicians E&O coverage. Jack will help you stay in business by helping you hang on to your cash. Call Jack Green today in Mobile 344-5393 and Saraland 675-0082.
That's too many letters.
Oh. Yeah, that's not gonna work.
Nope.
Welcome to Moe's!
We're open for business and serving up fresher-than-fresh burritos, bowls, or whatever you're craving. Made just for you from our 20-plus fresh and flavorful ingredients. Check out our menu and order online at Moe's.com. Pick up your order or delivery is available through DoorDash and Waiter. Every Moe's is locally owned, which is why you'll see that we're not just serving awesome Southwest food, we're serving the community. Four locations, Rangeline Road, McGregor Avenue, the Eastern Shore Center, and in Daphne.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department are clear. State troopers on the scene of an accident on Highway 225 at Olive Road in Bay Minette. Two cars involved, no injuries. Been a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Fort. So far, no new wrecks in the roadways. The USA Women's and Children's Hospital is in need of N95 masks and bleach. The hospital is asking you to check your home and donate them to their staff. For more information, contact the hospital at 415-1000. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, Kane, Doleve. Not Dolive. Elsewhere be Dolive. Here be Doleve. 754 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, former Senator Jeff Sessions joins us in just about 10 minutes on the show. We'll talk with him. And he's got a lot to talk about with China and whether China hid the facts here about coronavirus. What culpability do they have? We'll talk about that with Jeff Sessions coming up in just a little bit. And as always, phone number is 343-0106, 343-0106. Let me talk about a friend of mine, too, who is still open, just like we're talking about all the small businesses that are still open. This one, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And he said to me the other day, he said, listen, we're still open, we're still working, and we can do stuff as remotely as people want. He said they can, first of all, they do the sanitizing of their vehicles and all that. They've got masks and gloves. He said, and we can stand back at distance, as people say, that's what I want to throw away. And it could be things inside your home, but it could be outside your home, too. We've talked about it. Don't think about just boxes of stuff for 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Kids' playhouse, swing sets, above ground, a storage building in the backyard. I mean, big stuff like that they can get rid of as well. And they could do this at your house, commercial property, house you're getting ready to sell, maybe a storage unit. You finally spent a little time over the storage unit cleaning the stuff out and go, man, I don't need this.
Yeah, I've seen them take down full carports and sheds out of people's yards.
So, I mean, they're, you point out, you've spent a lot of time at home. You've identified some projects. So let the pros come in and help you out. That's my buddy Trey. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Make an actual appointment time on a day. That's when they show up. They quote you a price and they get to work right then. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Check them out today and tell Trey I said hello. All right. I want to compare something here because I've been focused for a couple weeks on Louisiana. And our cases here in Alabama, the new numbers out this morning for total number of coronavirus cases.
Right now we sit at 1,841 total cases across Alabama, and that's up about 500 confirmed cases since Friday afternoon.
Okay. Now, a lot of this, as I said, is dependent on testing. Okay, so you do the testing, and you know, then you, like in Alabama, as more tests come online, we'll find we have more cases, not maybe because there are so many more cases, but we're now testing. Prediction was that this week is the big week. At least Jerome Adams said yesterday, Dr. Adams said that this is the big week in the fight, although we're looking at Alabama maybe peaking mid-April to second half of the month.
Yeah, so IHME, it's the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, and they come out of the University of Washington, a research center. They've been one of the models, along with the Imperial College model and several others that I believe the federal government has been using when they make some of these orders. And things have changed a lot for Alabama. We've seen the number go way down in their latest projection. Right now, they say that Alabama will reach its peak resource use on April 18th, meaning hospital beds, ICU beds, and ventilators, and that we'll reach our peak number of deaths per day in 16 days. That number has gone way down, and they expect us to reach our peak on April 22nd with 43 deaths on that day.
I want to just compare that with what's going on down I-10 West as the stats for Louisiana. Louisiana coronavirus, 13,010 cases in Louisiana, 477 dead and 1,803 hospitalized.
Wow.
13,010 cases in Louisiana. So it's one of the hot spots out there for sure. All right, coming right back, Jeff Sessions joins us.